Let's go down to Anaheim and bring in the guy I love to talk to on a Sunday morning. He writes for The Athletic. He covers the San Francisco Giants, and that is Andy Baggerly. Extra Bags on Twitter. Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marty. What's going on?
Well, not too much. Just recapping a little bit of Sean Manaea last night and his no-hitter, and a couple of calls in the game that went Manaea's way and preserved the no-hitter. Did you have a chance to see any of the replays on that?
I saw the very last batter. That's all I saw. We had an iPad up in the press box and was watching two games at once for a bit there. And obviously you could see that he had a little nervous at the very end there, as anybody would. But, yeah, always nice to see a triumph for somebody who's, worked hard and made – and I saw his comments after the game that he really has – tried to not just be happy to be in the big leagues, but really, really work to, sort of figure out what he needs to do to stay and excel at this level. And I think a lot of guys go through that process. They get from the overwhelmed, happy to be here stage to really getting down to the craft of what it means to succeed at this level. And I think that you see a guy who's starting to refine his pitches and get to that point. It's got to be real exciting for the A's fans and for really all the Bay Area.
Yeah, I think it was. We'll talk about it more this morning. But I talked this morning a little bit and yesterday on the show about the Giants trending. That's one of those Twitter words we talk about, trending in the right direction. I know San Diego was tough, but Andy, I look at the Arizona series and these first two games in Anaheim, and I they're playing better ball. It just hasn't translated into enough wins, but I think they're playing better ball. Do you agree?
Well, I think Bruce Bochy said it the other day, we got to find a way to start winning some series, no matter who the opponent is, no matter how good the pitching is, no matter if you're home or away, because every time you lose a series, it's a little air out of the balloon. And you look up, and it might not seem so bad. You played pretty well. There was one game that could have gone either way. Maybe two losses out of three could have gone either way. But, if you keep losing series, you get buried before you know it. And the Giants have not won a series yet this season. And meanwhile, the Diamondbacks, at least after the Giants were finished in Phoenix, hadn't lost a series all year. And that's how you end up with one team, six or seven games ahead of the other in the standings. So, that's I look at a team like the 2001 Mariners, and they never rattled off like 15 in a row or anything like that, but they won almost a record-setting number of games because they never lost a series. And that's what you got to concentrate on. And when you go pitch to pitch, at bat by at bat, sure, but the next level up from that is going series to series, and that's what they got to figure out how to do, because they're getting the pitching to compete in these games. So they're not getting boat raced, except for that one game in San Diego. So, they're close, and they can say that that is sort of a hopeful sign, but until they start winning some series, this team lost 98 games last year, so it's incumbent upon them to change people's minds, not the other way around.
Well, Andy Baggerly with us at Extra Bags on Twitter. Is it as simple as not hitting with runners in scoring position? Because you look at the amount of runs they scored, which is minuscule compared to so many other teams. They just don't get a hit when they need it. Is it that simple? If they could just start hitting with men in scoring position, they could turn this thing around, at least offensively?
I think so. And, a lot of it has to do with defenses these days and shifts. And we've seen guys make a lot of hard contact and it's right at people. And, there's a lot more defensive efficiency these days. And if you have a team full of contact hitters that don't necessarily, run tremendously well, it can be hard. You almost have to start relying on the home run ball. And, the Giants, you see some of these other teams, and the Giants are not a super athletic team. Look at the Boston Red Sox. They're scoring six and a half runs a game. Now, of course, they just got no hit, which makes that story even more spectacular. You just look at the amount of athleticism on that team in that lineup. The Giants don't have that. They have, everybody's in their 30s except for Joe Panik. And they do have guys who are smart base runners who can go first to third, but they're not going to have those game-changing speed guys. And when they do employ it, when they get a lead and maybe they try to push the envelope a little bit, you saw the couple of bunts after Mac Williamson's homer the other day. Yeah, they make things happen. You take advantage of someone else's weakness on the field. In the Angels' case, the fact Albert Pujols can't really play first base anymore. And that led to, a nice inning into a really big knockout punch. And that's what they got to do more of, too, I think.
Oh, I like it. I talked about it yesterday. I thought they looked like a hungry team on Friday night with Hundley. Of course, the Mac Williamson era is now with us. then the bunts by Tomlinson and Gorky's. I agree with you. I think it put pressure on the defense. They're not getting much at the top of the order right now, which has always been an issue for me. It goes back to Angel Pagan. When he wouldn't play, they lost something at the top of the order. Right now, Panic is really struggling, and Austin Jackson is struggling. Is there anything that can happen here? Is there more Blanco in our future?
Yeah, well, the hard thing is they signed Austin Jackson to be the guy that could lead off and really be a guy who could wallop left-handed pitching, because he was so good against it last year. And I don't think he has an extra base hit against left-handed pitching, and we know he's gotten a lot of opportunities against him because the Giants still haven't played a series this year in which they get more right-handers than left-handers. So, he's had a good opportunity early. He hasn't really come through. It's still, you know, a relatively small sample. So, I think that they're hopeful that he'll start, making harder contact. He hit probably the hardest ball that he's hit all road trip was a double play ball in Phoenix the other day. So, I think that getting him going or getting something going at the top of this lineup is going to be key. But you're right. I do like the top of the order a little bit better against right-handed pitching. I think, you've got a Blanco and a Panic 1-2. I think that is a more conventional 1-2, and we haven't had a chance to see it a lot yet because they haven't, faced a lot of right-handed pitching. But the other thing is, you look at Patrick Corbin, what he did to them last Friday. You look at what Garrett Richards did to him last night. You get a guy who throws a really good, well-concealed slider. It's death to these guys. I mean, we've seen pitchers throwing a higher percentage of breaking balls than fastballs, and I think the word is out. This is, you think of a team in their 30s and where they start to sort of lose it is they can't get around mm-hmm. on those premium velocity fastball guys. But what we're seeing is teams are coming in and they're telling their pitchers, hey, look, if you throw a slider, you get ahead, you throw a slider, they're not going to lay off it. They're going to get themselves out. And, with the exception of a game or two where they've been a little more disciplined, that's what they've done all season, and they got to fix that.
Boy, a very good point. Great analysis, Andy. Very, very good. Posey's struggling right now. Longoria is hot right now. Crawford is struggling. Posey, is he healthy? Because usually when you see Posey go 3-for-28, there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, and he had a 3-strikeout game mixed in there, too, which I think was the 7th of his career. But he had the thumb issue earlier, and then he scratched with the lower back yesterday. So they think he's going to catch today. We'll have the lineup probably within the hour or so and find out for sure. But, obviously he's not healthy because he wasn't in the lineup at DH yesterday. And that's part of it is getting through the bumps and bruises of a season, especially for a catcher. It's not something that's new to him. He's accustomed to dealing with it, and he's a big part of this offense, especially as a guy who doesn't strike out a lot and can really hit lefties. So, getting Buster Posey back and healthy, it sounds kind of obvious to say it, but it's, that's going to be critical.
Well, Crawford, too. They got to get him loose. You got to get some offense from him. All right, I'll ask you this question. I always say, April, you figure out who you are. You want a team to gel. Look, they've got 3 new players of the 8. And you've got to see how they play together. But I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 the worst, how do you look at the Giants for April so far, being 8-12, not having Bumgarner, some Archer just coming back. Cueto, of course, missed a couple of starts. How do you see him on a scale of 1 to 10 right now?
Well, it's hard. I think that I would give sort of micro grades. I mean, the starting pitching has been so much better than they could have anticipated, given what's happened, and then you lose Cueto for 2 turns as well, as you mentioned. So I think the fact they haven't done a better job of taking advantage of that, I would probably give them about a 4. I think a 5 is probably fair because, we know what they're without. But you know what? The point needs to be made again and again and again. If you're always waiting for the day when you've got a whole roster, when everybody is healthy, they're all at your disposal, you're going to be waiting a long time because, people always go down. It's so rare that you have everybody healthy, everybody not dealing with a nagging thing, everybody off the disabled list. I guarantee you, and I don't say this to be doom and gloom, but when Madison Bumgarner comes back, it's going to be a great day for the whole organization. But somebody else who's playing right now is probably going to be on the DL. I mean, that's just the way of the world. And so you can't put all your eggs in that basket of, if we just stay 500 and then we get everybody back, You know, you can't think that way because you're probably going to lose somebody else. So, you know, you just have to go series to series, as we talked about. And I think I would give them a 4 because, well, maybe even a 3 because they haven't won a series yet. So, you know, it's kind of hard to give them a positive mark.
Oh, very good. I always think of, the guy in the Chronicle sitting in the chair, clapping, that guy. And I'd say he's probably sitting in the chair just looking right now. I'd say that.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay. He's just staring straight ahead. His hat's on his lap or his hands are folded.
Right. And he's just looking right now, so trying to figure it out. All right, Cueto today, Jaime, buddy, for the Angels. You'd think this is one that should tilt the Giants' way, but who knows? Well, how do you see this one today?
Well, it's getaway day and it's Johnny Cueto, so I'm expecting a fast game, and I hope I'm not jinxing anybody there. But, he's been fantastic, and, he's he did struggle a little bit in the American League with the Royals very briefly. He doesn't get that break. He's got the DH in there. I assume we'll have Ohtani maybe back in the lineup today, so we'll have to deal with him. I think that's going to be fun to watch those two guys go at it. I think that they've got a relatively well rested bullpen, but they're going to want to see Cueto do his thing and just try to back him with some early runs.
All right, hey, Mac Williamson's giving him a shot in the arm, as Bruce Bochy, I'll quote Bruce Bochy, a shot in the arm. Every time he swings the bat, even when he makes mild contact, it looks like he's going to do damage. I like what I see so far.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, even when he struck out in his first at bat, you saw a guy who, like you said, was going up there trying to do damage. And, I think that's we've seen that a lot in baseball these days, whether it's a Cody Bellinger who seems to be taking that huge rip, or Justin Turner. And even with two strikes, they're trying to do damage and maybe to the detriment of the team sometimes when you strike out. But you know what? I think Bruce Bochy likes the intent. You're not going up there having a defensive at bat. You're not taking a half swing or a half measure. You're getting after it, and you're trying to do damage and redirect that baseball. And the Giants, don't have a lot of hitters who have that sort of all-out approach. And, you look at last night, guess what? There was one guy who went to the plate who didn't strike out last night. It was Mac Williamson. So that tells you that he's having good takes as well. And in one at bat, boy, Joe West just took it away from him. I mean, called two strikes that were not strikes at all. And Joe West is, you're going to get that sort of amoebic strike zone with him anyway. But Mac Williamson did not strike out in that at bat. And I'll bet you that most major leaguers would have. So you got to like what you've seen from him so far.
All right. Very good, Andy. Thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow and have a safe trip home. And we'll follow you on Twitter at Extra Bags. Thanks, Andy.
Okay, Marty, have a good one.
Very good. Always a pleasure to talk to Andy on a Sunday morning, starting the show with him.